I'm April Cummings with your latest news. Cabinet's February 19th meeting covered a wide range of national issues, from healthcare and aviation plans to coastal works and school transportation. Radio KMAN's Dion Anglin reports on the key decisions.
Members confirmed earlier approval for amendments to the Health Insurance Act, the Health Insurance Commission Act, and related regulations to be presented to Parliament. Cabinet appointed nurses Annie Price and Jessica Ebanks as co-opted members of the Nursing and Midwifery Council and approved an update to the 2023 outline business case for the General Aviation Terminal. A lease renewal for Royal Cayman Islands Police Service office space was authorized, and Cabinet noted ongoing work on the National Heroes Act review, the National Heroes Day framework, and a new government website, along with approving the 2027 National Heroes Day theme. The 2024 Keys Foundation annual report was reviewed and cleared for tabling. Seven companies were approved to seek restoration to the Register of Companies and two to the Register of Exempted Limited Partnerships. Cabinet granted a duty waiver for imported school buses, approved the Health Practice Amendment Regulations 2026, and authorized coastal works including beach renourishment and groin construction. The Immigration Transition Amendment and Validation Bill 2026 was approved for tabling, and members noted the reallocation of funding for additional resources. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
The Mosquito Research Control Unit has started daytime aerial operations over several areas of Grand Cayman. MRCU's Kevin Wattler says the flights are targeting key mosquito breeding sites.
We've begun live sighting in strategic areas across Grand Cayman, specifically around the airport, Barkers, Caymana Bay, the Old Prospect Point area, as well as Salt Creek. Now, what residents may notice is that you'll see the aircraft in those areas flying at a low altitude and making multiple passes, and that is very usual for these type of operations.
The low flights and multiple passes make sure there's full coverage of standing water where mosquito larvae develop. And Mr. Wattler says this type of treatment happens during the day for a reason.
Now, larvaciding does take place during the daylight hours, which is different than when we're doing a delta sighting, which typically takes place just after sunset. Now, no action from the community is necessary. The products used are approved and applied in a manner that protects public health and the environment.
You can find out more through the MRCU website and on social media. We'll also post information on radiokman.gov.ky. And a quick reminder, March 1st is just around the corner, and the National Road Safety Committee says enforcement of existing laws governing e-bikes, scooters, and similar micro-mobility devices begins on March 1st. That means mechanically propelled devices operated on public roads are treated as motor vehicles and must meet the same legal standards. So whether it's an e-bike, pedal bike, or e-scooter, drivers are expected to be insured and licensed and follow the same rules as traditional motor vehicles under the law. Officials say enforcement was originally scheduled for the 16th of January, but extended to March 1st to provide additional time for owners, riders, and businesses to complete inspection, insurance, registration, and licensing requirements. That is your news at this hour. I'm April Cummings. Now let's check in with the BBC for the latest happening around the world.
BBC News with Alan Smith. Pakistan's defense ministers say there's now a state of open war with Afghanistan after a sharp escalation of the dispute between the two neighbors. Earlier, Pakistani warplanes bombed Kabul and Kandahar, the seat of the Taliban leadership. Heavy gunfire was reported from Turkham, the busiest border crossing. The former chief minister of the Indian capital Delhi, Arvind Kejriwal, has been acquitted on corruption charges, which he described as a political conspiracy by the governing BJP. He wept as he left court, telling reporters the truth has won. The leader of Britain's Green Party has hailed its by-election victory as seismic, saying it tore the roof off British politics. Zach Polanski described his party's first ever by-election win as an existential crisis for Britain's governing Labour Party. Police in Western Australia have charged a man with planning a terrorist act they say was motivated by white supremacy. 20-year-old Jason Joseph Michaels is accused of plotting to attack public buildings in Western Australia, including Parliament House, police headquarters and mosques. Demonstrations are taking place in Mekelle, the capital of Ethiopia's northern Tigray region. Protesters are denouncing a federal government decision to remove five voting districts from Tigray's jurisdiction ahead of elections later this year. The Congolese authorities say they've uncovered two mass graves near the eastern city of Uvira. The area was until recently under the control of M23 rebels. The former Tunisian Prime Minister Ali Larayed has been sentenced to 24 years in prison after being accused of facilitating the travel of jihadists from North African country to Syria over the past decade. He told the court he was innocent. And the World Health Organization says Denmark has become the first EU country to eliminate the mother-to-child transmission of HIV and syphilis. The WHO said Denmark was also on track to eliminate the transmission of hepatitis B.